Take your Bibles, if you would, please, and turn to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Verses 13 and 14. I was encouraged, Pastor, to hear that testimony you gave that the mission is giving has surpassed where your expectations were at this time of the year. And I believe you hit the nail on the head. The reason God's blessing is because of the giving. He gives so that we can give back. And I just want to shore up that testimony he gave tonight about y'all. My wife is from Southern Illinois. And so when we married and moved up there, I began working in the church, and I was the only one that said y'all. So when I heard pastors that were like, yeah, all right. I feel, I don't know, more comfortable or whatever, but I still use the word y'all when I'm up there. But when y'all give to missions, the Lord does wonders. And we're just here to back up what you already know. But you know, it's like you send your kids to school. You don't just send them to one day in all their 12 years. They don't learn it all one day and then every week they repeat. They repeat what they've learned. And so ever so often it's good for us to just, oh, there's what the Bible was saying. Let me just back up what I've been hearing, what I believe, and that's where we're going to be at tonight. Philippians chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. Paul wrote, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Notwithstanding, ye have well done, that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now, I don't want you to think that last week marked our 18th year of missionaries in Haiti, that we've been afflicted, even though we have traveled, we've been in the States since mid-May, we've been through 13 different states, some of those double or triple, depending on what direction we were going. My wife did fall and break her leg, we put our two kids into college. Our country has been ripped apart from the inside. We can't go back tomorrow like we originally planned. Our original plan, we're already be in South Florida by yesterday. It's not always what we think is what God's plan is. And he shows us. In fact, my wife breaking her leg was an answer to prayer. After the assassination of the president, we know, we've seen how politically the country can just turn upside down, and then the president gets assassinated in his own home, and we knew that just turned them upside down about 500 different times. And we didn't have peace about going back tomorrow, and then when my wife broke her leg, well, we knew we couldn't go back on the 16th of September. Paul wrote something that is good for all of us Christians. He wrote many things. That you did communicate with my affliction. Please don't take away from these verses that we feel afflicted. We are very blessed. But I want to share with you tonight what Paul's teaching here. We're going to go down to verses 18 and continuing to look at our message tonight. We missionaries can serve in Haiti because you here in Hartsville, Alabama, have done your part. We can because you do. Look at verse 18, if you would, please. Paul said, but I have all and abound. I am full. Now, you give regularly to missions, and your regular giving is a blessing to us. I am full. I don't go hungry. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Paul said, I'm full. Benji says he's full. Carrie says she's full. Thank you very much for giving. Paul said, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you. You send your regular support and other missionaries. I was looking at the list on the back of the prayer sheet, and I recognize some of those names on there. Different mission boards. The monies go to that mission board, and it gets put into our account. Thank you. It does get to us on a monthly basis. I worked a job for 5 years after we got married, and I got paid on every Friday. Well, the first of the month, our funds are available, and I just have to make sure that those funds make it for the whole month. So even missionaries live on a budget, on a fixed income, so to speak. But thank you for sending your support so that we can. It does get to us. BIMI and all other mission boards, as Pastor can attest, health insurance, retirement account, they help us with all that. Thank you for giving so that BIMI can help us. Paul continues in verse 18. And this is the most important part of verse 18, I think. An odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Not only does your regular giving to missions, it blesses us, it gets to us, but it pleases God. It's an odor of a sweet smell. The real reason we all give to missions is our level of devotion to God. It's a sacrifice acceptable. I like what the author of Hebrews said in 13 verse 16, but to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. It pleases God for you to give to missions. It's a sacrifice acceptable. When we Christians give regularly to missions, and I say we, because you're not the only one to give to missionaries. I'm not a betting man. Gambling became legal in Illinois since the last time we were on furlough, and it's saddened to see some of the places that we enjoyed going at. We don't enjoy going at just a restaurant or somewhere up there. That's their main focus now. But I can almost guarantee you, when Pastor was a missionary, he supported missions. We support missionaries. It is a duty for all of us, missionaries included. So when we give regularly to missions, we get regularly from God. Look at verse 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. The Bible says in Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you. Let me read the whole verse here for you. Pressed, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over. In Haiti, Haitians buy like a sack of a 50-pound sack of rice. Well, how many of you like your Doritos or any chips, okay? Now, you know, whatever chip it is, man, it's nice and puffy, and you open it up, there's what, three chips in the bag? I mean, it's big, that big around, okay? Well, you want that Dorito bag to be stuffed, running over, full. Well, the Haitians like to buy their 50-pound bag of rice, you know, their bags, it looks half empty. The Lord said through the Apostle Paul, give and it shall be given unto you. Those chips are just busting out holes in that bag. The rice is coming out of the top of your sack. Blessings abound because we've done your part. You get regularly from God. It's through a glorious means. I like what Paul said, my God. He made the world and everything in it, but he's my God. Now, I'm not being stingy here, okay? You can say the same thing. You can sit there tonight and say, he's my God. That's what you can say. Even though he made the world, he is my God. He is very personal. We get by a glorious method. I like what Paul said. He shall supply all your need. Now, that's a definite article, the word shall. It definitely will happen. He shall supply. Supply, that denotes inexhaustible resources. I mean, we don't know where he gets it from, but he's got it. And he's got it just for you, just for me. Now, it talks about a need, all your need. We can live in Haiti without running water and without electricity. Now, one time we moved out of town and where we are actually right now, and my dad had run a water line into the yard, but not to the house yet, and he'd run the spigot for public use, because most Haitians do not have running water to their homes. They have to actually take their buckets and go fill it up at the public fountain, if you want to call it, the water source, and then take it home, and they live out of that that bucket, cook with it, and bathe with it, and wash their clothes in it with it. But Dad hadn't put it in the house yet. And so before we had water running into our house, we did have running water. Benji, here's the jug. Go run out to the spigot in the yard and get the water. So we had running water. You do need water to live, but we don't need running water to live. God said, I'll supply all your need. And he will do that, and he will continue to do that as you continue to obey him here at Bethel Baptist Church and giving to missionaries. I like the last part of that verse. He says, not only we get regularly from God by glorious means and a glorious method, but through a glorious manner, by Christ Jesus. You know, we have three children, and we're responsible for those three children. I'm sure, and I know that the Austins love our children, but it is, they've got to see them grow up. Since Katie was 3 months old, we stopped by on our way to Haiti. She was only 3 months old, and they've watched them grow up. Every couple years, we come by and see them. And as much as they love our children, and what they have done for our children are not their responsibilities. They're ours. And when we that know Jesus Christ as our Savior, he is responsible to take care of us. And he will. But he's not responsible for those that aren't his children. Oh, he loves. He died for the world. So we have to be in Christ Jesus to be taken care of by Christ Jesus. The responsibility there is for his children. So when we Christians give regularly to missions and we get regularly from God, this adds up to God's position being glorified. Look at verse 20. There, Philippians chapter 4. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. He is God. Amen? Amen. Malachi said it, for I am the Lord, I change not. I'm so glad he did not. He will not change. There's so many changes going on around us. I mean, just several weeks ago, we went up 65. We're on a time constraint, so we weren't able to stop by. And coming down today, there was things that changed on the road just in the couple weeks. But God doesn't change, amen? God does not change. He is God. He is our Father. And we shouldn't get the glory for something that He deserves the glory. Matthew 6, verse 3, "But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth." I don't believe that anyone in this church is keeping a financial record of who gives and who doesn't. But others can see by what's going on in your life that if you give to the Lord or if you don't. And this church is being blessed. I like seeing some of the faces that I've seen for years coming by, but I like seeing some new ones too. More people are coming in. God is blessing because you're doing your part. God wants from what you have already, not from what you don't have. Keep giving of what you have. Keep giving like you are. Give even more than what you were if the Lord lays that on your heart. Not because of me, but taste and see that the Lord is good. Try Him. See if He won't heap blessings upon you. See if that Dorito bag won't just you open up the Dorito bag next time and it is chock full of Doritos. Try God out. He really wants to bless you. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You tonight for Your love for us.